All right, Rock. So your movie, San Andreas, it just came out.
It's done pretty well, brother. In the theaters, making a lot of money. I'm going to buy a new Lamborghini with it and go down Sunset Boulevard looking for some pussy.
So, Rock,
do you smell what I'm cooking?
Seems like I have a bit of an allergy.
I have pink eye like Melissa McCarthy in that movie that I just saw today, Spy. She had pink eye, and it was hilarious. Ha! Funny stuff, man.
Oh, Richard, hey, welcome to the show.
The people's elbow is in the room. Is that what he was, the people's elbow?
The people's champion.
People's champion, man, that's what I was. Come on now.
Now, he gives the people's elbow.
Do you smell what San Andreas is cooking? It's box office moolah, bitch. I walked out of that movie, Rock. I'm sorry. I thought it was a piece of shit. The only good part about it was when an Asian guy died in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Because I cared, because I didn't know who he was. And so when he died horribly, I didn't give a shit.
And I'm going to say, I enjoyed this movie.
Of course you did.
Because it was dumb.
You're sick.
Because it was dumb. But it has its problems.
Lots of them. And I only saw 45 minutes of this movie.
Problem number one for me, Paul Giamatti. Why is he even in this movie?
Money, man. I told Paul, I came up to him, I said, listen, Giamatti, we need to legitimize this movie, man. I got my director friend who let me sing at Mysterious Island, Journey to the Earth Part 2. I saw some of it. I know at the end of the credits he was singing a song. I knew that, man. He did. And it was just fantastic. He was great. And I told Paul, listen, man, I know you sideways a long time ago. You need to make some more money now. Let's do this movie together, man. Let's San Andreas it up. When he did.
Yes, yes. So, but he was kind of my first problem because he doesn't do anything.
The whole movie is shit. It's garbage.
I'm trying to
you
break it
down. You can't stop an earthquake, so what's the fucking movie about?
I'm trying to break it down a little bit more.
Ugh.
Because for me, all he does is say there's an earthquake coming, but it's like that's the whole premise of the movie. So it's like,
very
who
good.
Cares?
No, the worst part is the first 4 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Because this movie should have been 3 hours long. If it was from the 70s, it would have been two and a half hours long. The first hour would have been about The Rock, his ex-wife, the dead daughter.
Oh, they'd have all set up.
That's, yeah.
They'd have all set up.
That would have been all set, yeah. But we would have cared. In this movie, it's like, I haven't talked about my dead daughter in a long time, man. Why don't you bring it up? You brought up, you said that my daughter was drowned, man. That's bullshit, man. I don't bring that up. I don't talk about Mallory, man.
I also liked how they opened it with, like, Titanic.
They did. What was that? Does that come back into the movie?
No.
I saw that. I was like, this is good. This heart pendant must mean something. But, oh, maybe it was Mallory's, and that's why they showed it?
Yeah, well, they referenced that, like, because the Alexandra Daddario or whatever.
Oh, God, she's so hot.
Yeah, she has two of the same necklace, and, like, one was her sister's or whatever, so.
Is that what
maybe?
It was?
Maybe? I don't know. Whatever. But they don't really...
They don't explain shit in
no.
this movie. It's
no, it was
just
poorly explained.
The Rock has a crew of people that he works with
for 5 minutes,
and then he doesn't work with them ever again.
Right.
Which, whatever.
And that was probably for me one of the better sequences when they rescue that
the
girl.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so lame. Well, okay. Now, congrats. Okay, I'll agree. That part was actually pretty neat because she kept like they did the whole play where like she's driving on the
right.
on the mountainside road, the
yeah.
wavy road,
yeah.
and she keeps like. They build the suspense of her, like, going to get a bottle of water, and there's a big truck coming, and you think
like
she's
a
gonna,
cell phone,
she's gonna
same
yeah,
thing, yeah.
She's texting, but then nothing, and then all of a sudden, it's just the earthquake.
Right.
And the earthquake sends her off the side of the
yeah.
road in the worst CGI I've ever seen, which was the first kind of, like,
oh, well, that was bad.
Bad! But bad CGI.
But it wasn't hilarious, though.
I was laughing.
It was so funny.
It was going end over end, like a domino.
Yeah.
It looked about like that. It was so poorly rendered. I was dying. I was just like, is this a joke?
Now, that was funny. But, see, what I liked about that sequence, though, was there was a team effort to get her out. To a degree.
Sure.
To a degree.
Whatever.
Which I liked. But then that never comes back.
Well,
the only one.
Well, the thing that cracks me up is, what does the black guy do? He didn't do shit. The Rock did everything. He flew the helicopter. He saved the other guy's life.
Yeah.
He did that. It's like, what are they there for? And what the fuck is a news crew doing in the fucking helicopter?
No, that
there's not enough room for the fucking girl they're trying to rescue. It's like, why are they there?
That didn't make a lot of sense either.
You know why it was there? Exposition 101.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was because they couldn't figure out a way to be like, Remember Afghanistan, man? We got to do that trick. Word, Rock. And they go down. Like, that would have been better. Because then that would have set up that they were a team. They worked together for a long time. You don't need...
But you don't need the exposition either. You don't need it. Because they don't come around. They never come back.
That's true,
too. So who cares?
Well, that's true, too. Even worse.
And also, why is she taking notes like, cute but dumb, ?
I don't know.
It was like...
And why is she the only news reporter in the world? Because she's the same news reporter the cameraman go talk to Paul Giamatti and are with him for the rest of the movie.
That made no sense either.
Do they die? Please tell me they die.
No.
Oh, God.
No one there dies. Fuck. They all live.
So who dies in this movie? Just Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So the British guy and the British little boy live.
Rickon, yeah. Rickon
they don't die?
Yeah. Rickon comes out just fine.
Who's Rickon?
He's a little boy.
Oh, he's Rickon Stark?
Yeah.
Oh!
Speaking words.
I thought that he looked familiar. Yeah. I was trying to figure who that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
But no, I thought one of them would die, but neither of them did.
No, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
And that's what
That was the kind of movie, because they killed Kylie Minogue right away.
Yeah, and that's hilarious.
But again, that means they were taking some notes from our last podcast. Because
they
remember
were.
When we said this should be star-studded? Every character should be a major star?
And they should
they
be.
Almost did.
They should be.
Like, Rickon should have been Peter Dinklage. And the little boy should have been Peter Dinklage. And his brother should have been... God, who's the equivalent of like somebody famous from the 70s that would be in a movie like this?
Well, I think Hugh Jackman would do it in a second.
Yeah, I think so too. You think Hugh Jackman should have been Paul Giamatti?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a problem here. We can predict earthquakes. But oh, that was the other problem I had with the movie. They hack into CNN or whatever to get the broadcast, which makes no sense. Because...
Like 5 minutes before it happens. Like,
right.
Oh, thanks.
And then,
big help.
It's the big trailer moment where Paul Giamatti goes, they will feel it on the East Coast. But it's the scene where she goes,
so bad.
You tried to warn them, but they didn't listen to you. I was like, when did that happen? When did he warn shit?
Yeah, I hated that part,
He didn't
too.
Warn anybody. It must be a deleted scene.
He couldn't warn his Asian friend from
Asian friend, fucking dipshit, gets, I don't know how he got a piece of rebar through his foot. Falling down like that.
Also, then he didn't notice until he looked down.
Well, right.
That was hilarious, too.
Hey, fuck it. If I was on that fucking thing, I would lift up my foot like a man and fucking get out of that shit and run with one fucking foot. He's Asian. He could handle that shit.
Look away. Look away.
Oh, like, what the fuck? What was that? And what was it? What? It's an earthquake. What are those barriers going to protect you from?
I liked how it was almost for the audience.
Get the barrier! Pass the barrier! You'll live! I don't know how, but you will!
Yeah, I love that.
Because everything's shaking around it. The bridge across the fucking dam crashed and killed everybody, but we'll be okay on this side. Made no sense. Movie sucked the big fat dick. This movie sucks.
It was hilarious.
I walked out, and I don't walk out of movies.
Also, I did like... how... As soon as they cut back to Paul Giamatti after that scene...
Yes, you have to tell me because I didn't see this.
You didn't?
Oh, like, no. This is after the Hoover Dam scene.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like, the immediate shot is of him and the Asian guy.
Yeah, on the frame. Yeah. It's like hugging each other.
Yeah.
Like, and you can tell it was shot that day where they were shooting at the Hoover Dam.
That was so funny,
If they shot there, because I don't think it was all...
Oh, it's all
set. It's all blue
screen.
Come on now.
But yeah, I thought like that was too funny.
That was funny. I laughed. I laughed when everybody was dying left and right. I was the only one laughing in the theater.
I laughed.
And it was packed with people. They were all fucking dumb.
It was awkward.
I looked around.
I'm
like, why is this theater full? You guys are all dumb. This is the second week this movie's been out and you guys are all seeing this? Fuck you. Get a fucking real brain. This movie's awful.
AMC?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Where all the dumb shits go.
No, I thought... Yeah, it's like The Rock still had charisma in it. But I just thought, like... Again, for me, this is the same problem that we discussed. I mentioned about Hercules I didn't like.
Right.
Was that he has nowhere to go in this movie.
No.
I mean, even the reason they get a divorce is so paper thin.
Right.
Where it's like, I clammed up because my daughter died. That's why we split up. It's like, that's the reason?
Yeah.
It's not like...
A bitch.
It's not like... Yeah, I know.
His wife's a real bitch.
It's not like you were emotionally distant and you went and like screwed a bunch of hookers or like...
Well, maybe he did. We didn't get it. Maybe that's what... Maybe he was fucking that reporter.
Maybe.
And that's why she was there.
Maybe.
That's why she had she said cute, but she was talking about The Rock.
Right.
Cute,
right.
But no brains.
But yeah, I just thought like...
All my brains are in my cock, man.
Even that even that split is so poorly done, where it's like, well, it's, and they never have an argument, they never fight about anything.
And he saves her, and she wants his dick right away. It's like, yeah. I'm gonna fuck you in the helicopter. It's just that's what happened. Like,
and even
they should have, and I would have been fine with it because then you got to see Carla Gugino naked.
That would be great,
and it would have been worth it.
Yeah, but even something like Die Hard, they have arguments, they fight.
What?
There's a chance they might like leave separately.
There's a big difference between Die Hard and San Andreas.
I know,
because
but,
San Andreas is garbage, and Die Hard's a good movie.
But even with that, there isn't a lot of setup with their relationship.
No.
But it is yet explained enough, and there's enough development within, like, a good couple scenes where you get that tissue right away. You understand what makes them connect,
right.
What makes them split, and it all works. And
talking about San Andreas or Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Okay, yeah.
But with this one, it's just like, I got sad, sweet divorce. And it's like, really?
Watch you leave me, man.
That's it?
Watch you leave me.
Again, because he's just too perfect. It's like he's got nothing.
My little daughter drowned. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't my fault. It just happened. What are you going to do about that, man?
I also liked how he saved those people in San Francisco.
Which
only
ones?
To leave them to die.
Who?
When he, like, carries that woman. Or no, you probably
didn't get to that part.
Yeah. But yeah, he, like, carries this woman. And then, like, around the side of, like, the AT&T Park or whatever.
Okay.
And they're like, how did you know to go over here? How would you know we'd be safe? And he was like, he gave some explanation. Like,
I didn't know, man.
I was like, gosh, this is so dumb.
And what happened? The tsunami came and took them all out.
I'm assuming because it did come.
It's right there on the water.
Exactly.
So,
he wasn't like, get in the boat.
But it didn't show him die, though.
No, but you, so,
but
you
but
assumed,
you assumed
they're probably
they
dead.
Well, I'm sure people, yeah, they're dead.
They're dead.
So how did Mr. Fantastic die? Because... again, this movie would have been more complex, more complicated, more interesting if they were in the new building that he created, because they had the whole subplot of him, like, building buildings.
Yeah.
He's an architect.
But the building that he's building,
yeah, okay.
You see,
right.
Is at the end.
That's stupid.
Which
but
made no sense
reason.
To me.
Exactly. You set him up as a coward, but he's a coward because he's always been a coward, because he's built these huge multi-billion dollar buildings shittily.
Yeah.
Like, he used bad concrete. Faultly.
There you go.
Fault line it. And because in the first, like, 30 minutes of the movie, all the shit goes... like, actually, no, the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the movie, shit goes down.
That was
it
surprising.
It just starts. It just happens.
There was no...
no build-up at
no
all.
No build-up at all.
No,
it was just like,
and it's just
boom.
Like, that's
like, okay.
Why I think I was done. I was just like, this is too much, too soon. I don't care. And this is going to be the rest of the movie? I'm out. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Oh, no, it was awful.
I was done. I left. I was just like, fuck this.
Is it was so fast.
Yeah.
There's no chance to meet anyone.
No.
To get to know anybody.
Well, I didn't care about any. I knew that was going to be it. Those were the characters for the rest of the movie. And I was like, oh, I'm done. I'm out of this one.
Yeah.
I'm British. You're very pretty. You got a giant jumblies. I like your jumblies and your beautiful blue eyes. You're a good looking bird.
No, I did like when he saved her, though.
What, in the car?
Yeah.
In the car park?
Yeah. Because I like the MacGyver aspect of it.
Sure. Whatever.
Because I wanted more of that, though, where, like,
well,
they find interesting ways to save people and
right.
Rescue them.
Well,
but that never happened
too,
again.
That takes too much work.
That would never happen again.
Because, again, back to the evil Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
What would have made it... you would have... the movie would have had a villain. Because the movie doesn't have a villain. The villain's fucking nature. Which
yeah.
is stupid.
And it almost
it's
feels
boring.
Like a demon.
Well,
the
yeah,
way it, like,
yeah,
comes
and,
after
yeah,
people.
It should be. And that was the other thing that bugged me. It was just like, fucking Paul Giamatti. I felt like he'd be like... this time it's personal. And he goes after the earthquake because he killed his Asian lover or whatever
yeah.
it was. And it was so stupid. It's like, oh my God. Like, just make it this force of, like in Twister. Twister was like, the Twister was seemed to have personality.
Yeah.
Whereas in this movie, it doesn't, because it's just basically CGI buildings falling down.
Yeah.
And shit happens. But this movie kills about, oh, I don't know, 20 million people.
Oh, no.
Roughly. Yeah. I don't know. There are a lot of people die off screen in this
oh, movie. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
L.A. gets rippled.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fucking, like, that would kill everybody.
There was nothing
no
left.
One would live. Every gas pipe would burst.
But what I did read is that in the San Andreas, we could only have a 7.0 earthquake.
Really?
Roughly, yeah.
Really?
Like, a 9 or whatever would happen much further up north.
Mm.
So, like, over here, it would not be that heavy. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
And they also said that the split you see in the ground would
never
happen like
well,
that.
Yeah.
Never.
No. It's called a bad movie.
Which is pretty funny, though.
Hey, man, look at this giant chasm in the middle of the driveway, man. I can't go over it. It took out that 7-Eleven station, man.
Very conveniently.
I can't jump it, man. Almost didn't make it.
Did you get that far?
I did. That's as far as I got.
That's pretty funny.
I got as far as they got into the Cessna. Yeah, I was done. I left. I was
out. At what point, though?
The part that The Rock and Titty Guccino give the old people the stolen truck.
Yeah.
Which I wanted more of that. If The Rock was just going around beating the shit out of looters, it would have been a much better movie.
I did like that one bit, though.
That was good. Yeah, that was fine. But more of that. Have that be the movie. Like an earthquake where the guy goes crazy and he shoots all the guys that used to bully him. Because he was Earthquake, the original disaster movie with Charlton Heston, the one that had a lot of stars in it and it was much better, but still shit. But at least they followed, you know, story rules. They have a character who, like, the first hour is set up, like in a normal movie, not today's movies, which are all garbage.
Like Poltergeist too was one where, like,
yeah, exactly, set up. No setup. All these movies are guilty of just like everybody's got ADD, everybody's fucking retarded. Let's just start the movie. It makes no. Who cares? And that's where we're at now with movies. But in the '70s, they would build upon, you know, to get to the spectacle, which is great. But they don't do that no more. But what happens in Earthquake? There's a character who gets bullied a lot, and he joins the National Guard. That's sort of a way to get away from it. Mm-hmm. And the earthquake hits, and he's like the only guy there with a gun. And the bullies start looting, and he starts taking out the bullies, like, one by one. And, like, it's his revenge. So it's like a subplot. It's like a mini-movie in the whole movie. But it's just, like, a funny bit. Like, why couldn't they do that in this movie? But they don't, because it takes too much work to do something like that. This is just garbage. This is
garbage.
Well,
it's got, like, one
movie.
Through line. And,
yeah.
And that was one thing I didn't like, was regardless what happens with the British guys, it's like, you know Carlo Gugino and Alexandra
Daddario
are going to live.
Yeah, right.
No question.
No, yeah.
They are living in this movie.
Yeah.
So, to me, it takes away any suspense.
Well, yeah, there is none.
Because it's like, and you don't care enough about the Asian guys for them to matter, or British guys.
Whatever. The Asian guy, I didn't care about him because I just met him.
Yeah.
It was like there was nothing leading up to him being killed and having Paul Giamatti get all sad and have a personal vendetta with the earthquake monster.
And the British guys didn't care about them either.
Oh, they were annoying as fuck. And that guy was not fucking 20. He looked like he was about 42. Because when he smiled and he crinkled his eyes, he had wrinkles. It's just like, don't fool me, movie. This guy's way older than
also,
he is.
It was pretty funny, though. Because they do come full circle on his daughter dying when she drowns.
Oh, do they?
Because Daddario drowns.
Yeah, but he brings her back.
Yeah. But what's funny, though...
Not this time, man!
What's funny, though, is that she is under and out for so long...
Her brain would be dead.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be mush.
Well, guess what? The people who saw this movie and liked it are brain dead, so they're with her on that one.
Yeah, but she comes out of it, and she's like, oh, hey, I'm alive! And it's like, God. Oh, great.
Look at my titties! I did like the fact that they utilized her perfectly in the first 2 minutes of the movie with her in a bikini.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, she does have giant tits. I forgot.
It's also funny when she keeps taking off her clothes, like, wrap that guy up.
I didn't see that part.
Oh, yeah, because she takes off her shirts.
Oh, I should have stayed!
Like, wrapping up.
Ah, damn it.
I leaned over. As I went with Donald.
My dick was hard.
And I told him, I said, I need your last shirt to wrap me up with.
Like, that should have been a joke. Like, every guy that come in contact, yeah, me too. I need one too. Tell me. Give me some
of
your clothing.
That never happened, though. Yeah.
No, of course.
But yeah, I think the movie, it just so many missed opportunities. Not even to do things much differently, but just enough where it would have been better.
Well, back to Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, you still haven't explained
his
story.
Because what they do in this is, obviously, they kill him.
Yes.
Which is not a big shock.
No.
But it would have been funny, I thought, is if they kept cutting back to him, and he kept surviving every time.
That would have been good, yeah.
And then eventually they end in a diehard moment where she runs into him, and she punches him in the face, and that's like how the movie ends. And I was like, that would have been fun. Because it is a fun movie. I mean, it's not serious at all, obviously.
It's not even a fun movie. It is so fucking dumb.
But it could have been more... It could have been fun for you, Richard.
Oh, it could have been great. But again, it's not. It's shit. It's garbage. It's, like, worse than Entourage. And I'm saying that with a full heart here.
And I don't know... And I just don't know why The Rock picks these movies. I don't understand.
My agent does, man, because they said, I'll give you $25 million. And I said, yes. I don't care what the fuck it is, man. I could be, it was all against blue screen. Could have been a giant cock trying to kill me. I don't give a shit. As long as they pay me, man.
And his next one sounds bad, too.
What is it?
Central Intelligence.
Ooh.
It's
CI?
It's, yeah. Because what it is it's, what was the Kevin Hart one he did with Ice Cube?
Oh, Ride Along?
It's the same movie,
no.
But with CIA and The Rock.
No.
Pretty much.
Who's the comic relief? Josh Gad?
No, because what it is it's... Because
that's an awful movie sound.
This is a real tangent here, but what it is...
It's fine.
What it is, so The Rock was a nerd in high school, so he was bullied, I think, by Kevin Hart, I imagine.
Oh, that's... You know what? That's funny. That's gold. That's a $150 million movie right there.
Yeah, so then he becomes a CIA agent,
sure.
And recruits, like,
Kevin
nerdy
Hart.
Kevin Hart,
right.
For some part of a mission.
That's funny.
And that's the movie.
Gold. That's so. I'd see that. Over this.
But it just sounds like Ride Along all over again.
It is.
Essentially.
And they're going to be Ride Along 2 as well.
Yeah.
So this is like Ride Along, it's going to be part
2.5,
of
the Anyway, are you ready to go to the bar?
No, we're going
to
talk about Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, well, keep going then.
No, well, okay, so Mr. Fantastic would have been a more interesting villain.
Okay.
Because
go
he
ahead.
Set out that
go
he's
ahead.
An architect. He's a multi-millionaire. He stole The Rock's wife. Is looking, making googly eyes at Alexandra.
You know, that was something I didn't get either. Was how the hell did he meet Carla Gugino?
Don't matter. It's off screen. It's all happening.
I was
off
so
screen.
Weird up by that.
I don't know how this works. But he saw her titties from across the room and he goes, woo! Moved like fucking Denzel Washington on a Segway from Inside Man. Woo! Right up to her and go, ha! I'm Mr. Fantastic. And The Rock was like, I don't like the stick, man.
Denzel and the Inside Man?
Yeah, remember that part in the Inside Man where they have that shot where they shoot a hostage or something, and all of a sudden he looks up and he's on a Segway going forward. It's a weird shot. It makes
no
sense. Well, it's in there.
Are you thinking...
We'll watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
But, no, Mr. Fantastic should have been the villain. He should have been the villain because there is no villain in this movie, and you need one for a movie like this to have a human element. So basically,
I think so.
He's
yeah.
the guy... that had made these buildings, and he's made a fortune building these buildings, pretending that they're earthquake-proof, but they're not. Like, he
yeah.
cheapened the supply to get rich, so he basically
yeah.
embezzled all the money. And I thought that'd be more interesting. And he's also a coward, so that compounds. You know, he's the villain already, so
yeah.
why don't we give him even worse? He's an even worse bad guy. Because, like, I was watching the movie, and I thought that's where they were going, because the earthquake hits for 2 seconds, and, like, the fucking middle of the building splits apart. Like, there's... holes coming through the building, and they fall through the garage before they get out, before they exit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They like fall through like 3 floors down.
I love that part.
Which was so stupid.
That was
like,
funny.
No building would do that unless it was made for shit. And I thought that's what they were going for, but they never mention it. They
I did wonder that for a second because
I thought
like,
that's what they were going.
I was like, okay, this would be interesting.
And it made sense, but then no.
And then
they
like
it
disappeared quickly. So
they
like,
don't even
go.
It's
it.
Not even the same building, which makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That confused me too.
God. Okay, yeah. Let's go to the bar, man. Have a drink. And we'll get Tom Collins on a nice martini, man.